we're going to learn Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on the last line of Lamed Hamid Beis. Veha Shemen Shalahen. We said that Shemen Akum is also Asur Ba'achila. So says Gemara Shemen, Rav Amar, Daniel Gazar Alavu, Shmuel Amar, Rav says it was Daniel who made the Gzeira on Shemen, Shmuel Amar, Zlifasun Shalkelim Tumeim, O Sartan. It's the absorption from non kosher Kalim that Asurs the Shemen. So Atukulayam Ochle Taras Ninu, what? Do you think all people eat their chulin, even betara? You know, that's only for special individuals that have such a chumrah. So why would the chacham asr shemen? Because there's a davar tamei, you know, just for an account of those yechidim that are careful about such things. El is lifasun shel kelim asurin el sarta. No, it's not about tuma. It's about dvarim asurim in the kelim. Amalei Shmuel Rav Bishlam li didi damin is lifasun shel kelim asurin el sarta. Haynu dechiyas Rav Yisro bar Shmuel bar Matava Amar Darash Rabbi Simla bin Tzivin Shemen Rabbi Yudo Beis Dino Nimno Alaviti Ruhu. If you say like me that the whole reason that it's asur is because the kelim have some sort of davar asur in them that's going to get into the oil, that's why it makes sense that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his Beis Din were Matir the Shemen. According to me, the Isser of Shemen is only because of the Platas Isser from non-Jews Kalim. So I understand why Rabbi Danas is Matir, because Sovereign Nosin Tamlev Gamutir, because he held that, yeah, it gives Tam, but it's a negative Tam. It gives a pungent Tam into the Shemen, and therefore, when it's Nosin Tamlev Gam, it's going to be Mutir. El Didachta Amr Daniel Gazar Lav, but according to you, that was a Gezer from the times of Daniel. Daniel Gazar Vasa Rabbi Yuda Anasi Mavatalei. Is that allowed that Daniel is going to make a gzeira and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is going to have the authority to be mevatel a gzeira of Daniel? The rule is that a later basin is not authorized to be mevatel the gzeira made by an earlier basin unless the later basin is greater both in number and in wisdom. So Amalei Rav said to Shmuel, Samlai Luda'a Ka'amrit. Why, you bring a Rai from Samlai who's from the city of Lud. Shiny Luda, the Mizalzalu. The people of Lud are different than people from everywhere else because they're Mizalzal and the Gezeros of the Chachamim. So that's why Simlai says that Rabbi Yehuda was Matir the Shemen. Not true. Rabbi Yehuda was never Matir Shemen. Amarlai Ashlechlei. So Shmuel said to Rav, do you want me to send to Rabbi Simlai what you just said? You want me to get the message across to him? What you said about the people from Lud? That they're Mizalzal and Tekanus Chachamim? Ichsif. So Rav was embarrassed the fact that he said such a thing about Rabbi Simlai. So main point over here, we have Machlokas. Why Shemen Akum is Asur? Is it because of the Plata of Isser from the Kelim of Avdei Kochavim? Or is it a Gzeira from the times of Daniel? And Nafgamin is whether Rabbi Yehuda Anasi has the authority to be Mevatel, the Gzeira. So now Rav explains the source of the Isser from Daniel. Amar Rav, Im Heim Lo Darshu Anan Lo Darshinan. If Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and his Beis Din didn't darshan the pasuk in Daniel to learn that Daniel made a gzeira to Asur the Shemen, and that's why they held that it's only Asur because of the Tam and the Kalim, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda Anasi thought he was able to be matur it. Why should we not darshan the pasukim? We should take a look at the pasukim in Daniel and see if in fact this, even if Rabbi Yehuda Anasi missed it, we should see if there's in fact a basis in the pasukim in Daniel that this is Asir. Vaksiv, the pasuk says in Daniel, Vayasim Daniel alibo asher lo yiskael bepas bag hamelech ubiyein mishtav. From the fact that it says ubiyein mishtav, b'shtei mishtaus hakasim medaber, echod mishta yayin, ve'echod mishta shemen. It's talking about two different mishtaus, wine and oil. So you see Daniel paid attention to be careful from not only the wine of the Goyim, but from the oil of the Goyim as well. So Rav Savar, Rav must have learned Alibo Sam Ulekal Yisrael Hora, that he put it on his heart, and because of that, he paskined for the whole Jewish people that it's Asir. But Shmuel Savar, Alibo Sam Ulekal Yisrael Lo Hora. It was something that he personally paid attention to, but it was not a psak for the whole Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara explains Rav's understanding that the Gzer of Shemen was made by Daniel. The Shemen Daniel Gazar. Is that true that Daniel made the Gzeira against Shemen? But didn't Bali say in the name of Avimi no Sa'a, in the name of Rav, Pitan, Ushamnan, Yenan, Ubnosehen, Kulan Mishman Asur Davarhein, the bread of Avdichavim, the oil of Avdichavim, the wine of Avdichavim, the daughters of Avdichavim, all of them are part of the Yurches Davar, the 18 Gzeiros that the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel made. V'chi Teima Asa Daniel Gazar V'lo lo kibel. And you're going to say, oh yeah, that's true, because what happened historically was that Daniel made the initial gzera, people didn't accept it, then Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai came along in a later generation, they made the very same gzera, but this time it was accepted. Im Kain, if that's true, that it was never initially accepted, my ashaduse de Rav. So what does Rav mean when he says that Shemen was a gzera of Daniel, since the people of his gzera never accepted, of his generation never accepted it? So obviously that doesn't count as a gzera of Daniel. Elo Daniel gazer alav bi'ir vasi and hu afil gazer afil besada. No, what must have happened was that Daniel made the gzera, but only in the city. Come along the Talmidim Shammai and Hillel and the Yurches Davar and their 18 famous gzeros, and there it goes there that even in the field it's going to be asur. So the Gemara says, well, whether you hold like Rav that Daniel made the gzera on the oil, or whether you hold like Shmuel that the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel made the gzera, it still doesn't make sense how Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is authorized to do anything about that. For Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, hechi matzi l'mishri takanta, the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, even if it wasn't Daniel's Beis Din, but the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel are also greater than Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. V'tnan, the Mishnah says, Maseches Edios, ein Beis Din yachal levatel divrei Beis Chaveira kin gadol imenu b'chachm minyan. Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel predated Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya by many generations. They were certainly greater than Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and his Beis Din. How could Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and his Beis Din uproot the gzeir of Shammai and Hillel? V'od hamar Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yochanan b'kol yachal levatel Beis Din divrei Beis Din chaveiro. With every gzeira, one Beis Din can be mevatel that which was made by a previous Beis Din. When the Beis Din that's matir is greater than the previous Beis Din, chutz mishmona aser davar, except for the shmona aser davar, the yurches davar. Even if Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's Beis Din were greater, he wouldn't be able to be mevatel one of the Yud Ches Dover. That couldn't even be batel al yedei Eliyahu Hanavi. So I'm Rabbi Sharshia, ma tam, what's the reason that a Beis Din cannot be mevatel a gzera Shammai and Hillel, no matter how great they are? Hol pashat yisurah of Yisrael, because the Isser has already been accepted and popularized throughout the entire Jewish people. So even if a greater Beis Din comes along, can't be mevatel a gzera, it's already been accepted. So that's true about the other gzeros, but Shemen, it happens to be lo pashat yisura, but Rav Yisrael never was really widely accepted. Dam Rav Shmuel Rabba, Rav Yochanan Yashvu Rav Seinu Batkol Shemen. Rav Yehuda Nasiya and his Beis Din went and examined Shemen of Goyim, whether this was a widespread and popularized gzera, and they discovered shelo pashat yisura, but Rav Yisrael, that it was not something that was popularized. The Samchu Rav Seinu al Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel vi al Divrei Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Shayu Omrim, and the Rabbi Seinu relied to be matir this oil on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and on Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, who used to say in gozum gzeira la tzibur elam kein rov tzibur yichal lamad ba. You can't make a gzeira against the tzibur unless the majority of the tzibur is able to withstand the gzeira. Shemen is a gzeira that rov tzibur is not able to be omid ba. So where do we learn that we're not allowed to be gozer gzeira that rov are not able to be omid ba? Amar Rav Adi Bar Rava Maikra. What does a pasuk mean when it says in Sefer Malachi, Bame'ira atem ne'orim, va'osi atem kovim hagoy kulo, that you're makabel this gezera with an orur and with a klala, and because of that, it becomes usher to you, and then you steal and you get hana'a from that iser. So from the fact that it says hagoy kulo, it sounds like iko goy kulo in ilolo, that only if the entire nation has accepted the gzeira, then it's a real gzeira. But if the entire nation has not accepted the gzeira, it sounds like it's not a legitimate gzeira. So the Gemara is going to explain the reason for the issur of Paskayim and Yayin and Shemen and Benoseim. We'll get to that Bezos Hashem next time when we do Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis.